Listen, Joe had one of the guys that he listens to, we both listen to him, on podcast all the time. He was like telling me about a message that Brian Jarrett had preached, and he was like, you know, you need to go listen to it. So I was like, okay. So one day I was cleaning, huge mistake. It's like cleaning, and his title was something about obscurity. And so I'm going to talk about kind of what I took away from that tonight. But it was like, it was one of those messages that, like, I'm pretty sure I bawled cleaning the glass doors out there because it just, like, hit me, it broke me, and it was, you know, like, God telling me things, like, making things make sense in a way. So the title of tonight's message is Hidden. So, are any of you good at hiding? Maybe a little bit. So we were at camp. Holly Davis, the speaker, told a story about them being at church, having like a lock-in and playing hide and seek. And she went and hid somewhere and like fell asleep. Like she went and hid in like one of those nursery cribs and just straight fell asleep, was gone for hours. And then everybody had went to a different building. And like apparently, I guess nobody looked for her, Mr. Whatever. And like so when she woke up and came out, like nobody was there. And she's like, dude, did the rapture take place? I missed it. She talked about going and finding, there was like one specific person that she was like, if I see them, I know that the rapture didn't happen, that she was going to have full confidence that they were going to make it. If somebody was going to make it, that they were going to be there. And, you know, that had to have been, depending on the age, you know, as a younger kid, that would probably be kind of scary to, like, not be able to find anybody, right? Well, you know, our kids, they used to love playing, they wanted to play dark hide and seek. And so, you know, of course, you got to wait till it's nighttime outside. But I remember this one time we were playing and we couldn't find Hattie Mae. And like we had looked everywhere in the house. And Joe and I are pretty good about like creative spots to like go and hide. And so we thought we had checked everywhere. I'm pretty sure that what she had done was hid somewhere, and after we checked a certain spot, moved. Because it got to the point where we called. It was when Ryan and Jenna were here as children's pastors. We called them. We're like, hey, we can't find her. We're like checking every building on the church property, you know, the storage sheds, the church, the gym, like everywhere, closets, all the things. And we're like, what in the world? Like, we were about to call the sheriff's department, like, because something happened to our kid. And I don't even remember, I think it was me. I went back into the house and went into the kid's bathroom. And there was about this much space between the vanity and the wall. And she's just standing up in that crack. I was like, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now, kid? So, you know, some of us take it a little bit further. Some of us are really good at hiding, right? You know, it can be scary when you're hiding in the dark all by yourself. You start to feel alone, right? Yeah. In life, we get that way. We start to feel alone. We feel like nobody sees who we really are. But there's beauty to be found in being unseen. When God hides us away, we can go through his processes quietly and protected. We undergo preparation away from the world. When God hides us, we may not be ready for the backlash that will come when people begin to see us. When they see what God has done, is doing, and will do with us. God doesn't need a big platform to start a big story through you. He just needs your humility and willingness to go. So there are some things that God does while we are hidden. One of the things that he does is he provides. Elijah was sent into hiding by God. In 1 Kings 17, verses 2 through 9, it says, "Then the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go to the east and hide by Kereth Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food.' So Elijah did as the Lord told him and camped beside Kereth Brook east of the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat each morning and evening, and he drank from the brook. But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. Then the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go and live in the village of Zarephath, near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you.'" So even though God was using the natural, the spring, to provide for Elijah, it dried up. But God just provided another way for him to be sustained during that time of hiding. Because God was preparing Elijah to confront Ahab. And during this time, God didn't just provide by the ravens, but when the brook was dry, he sent him to stay with the family. And not only was he provided for, but this family was provided for because of what they were doing for Elijah. So not only does God provide for us when we are hidden, he also, it's a time of preparation. Isaiah 49 and 2 says, "He made my words of judgment as sharp as a sword. He has hidden me in the shadow of his hand. I am like a sharp arrow in his quiver." God takes the time to sharpen and prepare us for the purpose. We were created before he sends us out. I think about Moses. He ran into the wilderness. Okay, he was 40 years old when he killed the Egyptian soldier and ran away. He ran away to Midian. He spent 40 more years in Midian before God spoke to him through the burning bush. Then he goes from this place. He goes from Egypt, a place of false identity, because he was living in Pharaoh's house, but he's not an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. He goes into the wilderness, he goes into hiding, and learned who he was. And then God calls him out of hiding. Joseph. Joseph was just a punk kid. And then God used the time that he was being hidden. He was hidden as a slave, as a prisoner. Nobody would have thought nothing of Joseph at that point. Joseph was sold by his brothers. He was about 17 years old. And it was a 13-year time span before he became second in command in Egypt. And then it was 9 more years before his dream came true, when he saw his brothers bow down. Before that happened. So 20-something years from the time that he has this amazing dream. Nobody likes it because they ain't ready for it yet. Before it actually happens. And God called him out of hiding. Another thing that the Lord does when he hides us is he protects us. I think about Esther. If you've ever read the story of Esther, so they have to, these girls that they were in the king's harem, that's what it's called. And so you know, they're these girls, like, they go around the town, they pick up these girls, and then they're like, okay, maybe this one will, you know, the king will want to marry this one, whatever. They had to go through 12 months of beauty, like, treatments. Like, taking baths in oils and rose petals and whatever other just things that they did back then. Like, this is a lot. And even after she was selected as the next queen, she only appeared before the king by invitation. When her cousin Mordecai asked her to go before the king, we are led to believe that it had been some time since the king had sent for her the last. Now, if Esther had not been chosen to participate in the king's harem and then chosen as queen, she and all the other Israelites would have been put to death, because there wouldn't have been nobody in a position of power to intervene. God was protecting his people through her. I think about David. Look up a timeline on David. Man, he was anointed as king, but like nobody knew. He waited all these years to actually take the throne. So he was anointed as king, and then it's a couple years later when he kills Goliath. Then he spends more than 10 years in hiding and on the run from Saul. Then he was anointed just king of Judah for the first 7.5 years before he became king over all of Israel. If you don't think that God took the time, I mean, there's years. The stuff that they went through, it wasn't for nothing. Was it hard? Yeah, they went through hard seasons. But all those seasons, like we talked about Sunday, serve a purpose. Their purpose is to help you fulfill your purpose that you were created for by God. Because he knows the things that you're lacking, right? He knows what you need to be able to succeed. He knows the strengths that you're going to have, the weaknesses that you're going to have, the people that are going to need to be around you in order to encourage you. He knows all those things. And sometimes, what do? We get in a hurry. We want to just get there real fast. But that's not always a good thing. Because if all of these people got the power and the position before they were ready, then God's ultimate plan would not have been fulfilled. He would not have been able to do the things he did through them that he needed to. Psalms 139:15-16 says, you watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. If you're feeling alone, go read Psalm 139. It's a beautiful chapter. Read it a bunch. Because the whole gist is that even though you are unseen, you feel alone, you feel like you are hidden from the rest of the world, God is saying, no, 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 I see you. I am with you in the hidden place. Even though you think that you're hiding from me and you may run as far into the dark as you can possibly go, I will always find you. Somebody else that was hidden in Scripture was Jesus. He was allowed to grow into adulthood. Scripture tells us that he already had knowledge of the Father. He knew who he was, but he also knew when it was his time. Luke 2:45-52 says, when they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. I believe Jesus was about 12 in this story. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious leaders, religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. Son, his mother said to him, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere. But why did you need to search? He asked. Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house? But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Sometimes we may see the hidden places as a punishment. And sometimes they can be. Jonah? Anybody want to go in his hiding place? No, thank you. But there are things that God does for us in those hidden places. And the fact that we can do that, that we can be prepared for his calling, that we can be provided for, that he's going to protect us. You know, there are more instances. Jesus straight up went invisible man. How else do you think that he just walked right through a big old group of people that were trying to, that wanted to kill him? So when you get to that point, when you feel like nobody sees, it may be for a reason. Because God is trying to do something for you, trying to do something in you, trying to prepare you for things that are to come. You know, we talked about seasons Sunday, and from one season to the next, there are things that we gain along the way that prepare us for what's coming. Right? There are situations that we dealt with earlier on in ministry that prepared us for future situations. Like, I don't think 21-year-old Joe. Listen. Some of y'all, ornery people, just be grateful and thankful that the Lord did a work. That he gave wisdom and knowledge and peace and calm. There were, even when we were on the evangelistic field, there were situations of, I mean, they were frustrating and aggravating. And there were times that because of, you know, people shared, they would talk up their church and say things. And, you know, there are some churches that had the they would take up all the offering, and then, you know, you had that little table that was here, and they would just come sit it right there. The whole service. So you see, like, you know, you can't help but see what's in there. Kind of judging, you know, the amount. And then when you're driving down the road and you open the check, because he never looked at it beforehand, he wanted to turn around. And I was like, we can't turn around. We can't do that. No, you need to call somebody. Call somebody else, because I'm not going to be able to talk you down from this. But there are things that God can do in us when we are hidden, when we are not just out in the world for everybody to see. And he's protecting us in that way. Because he knows that we need to grow. He knows that we need that wisdom. He knows that we need to have that peace in our heart and our mind, because people are people. Right? They say dumb things. They do dumb things. They're inconsiderate all the time. I want to tell you tonight that just because you're lonely does not mean that you're alone. Because God is with us everywhere we go. No matter how far away, he still sees us. No matter how dark things are around us, he will still find us. So I don't know where you are tonight. Are you struggling in being in the hidden place? Maybe it's more about why God has you in that hidden place. And more about how you're going to use the time that God has you there. Because if we're not using it for growth and preparation, then we're missing an opportunity. Stand with me tonight. Father, I thank you, God, for these students and these adults. Lord, I pray that you would move in them tonight. God, if any of them are struggling, feeling like they're in that hidden place and they don't understand why they felt that way, they don't understand the reason, God, I pray that you would speak to them tonight. You would speak to their hearts. If you're in this place and you feel like God has had you hidden, come up and cry out to him. Come up and ask him. Let's pray together. Maybe you've just been struggling. Struggling in life. Just from all the things that you've been going through, the situations that you've experienced. Come to Jesus tonight. If you're in this place and you would say, I need to grow. I need to go deeper in my relationship with him. I need my relationship with the Lord to be stronger. Students, y'all about to go back to school in a few weeks. And it may get harder to live out that relationship that you've worked on this summer. So students, do you need God to make you stronger tonight? If that's you, then I want you to come up for prayer. Lord, we thank you. If you feel led to come up and pray for those that are here, you just need prayer. The altars are open. Come and pray with those.